broadcast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 9th of January. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, Forties, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, low white 967, expected Netherlands 991 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira. Southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. South Atsira, east 40s. Easterly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. West 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Easterly or southeasterly, 4 to 6. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. East or northeast, 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9, except in Fisher. Occasional rain or snow, except in Fisher. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, except in Fisher. Thames, cyclonic, 6 to gale 8. Rain or sleet, moderate or poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. West or northwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole. Northwesterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, decreasing 5 in southwest Fitzroy, backing southwesterly 4 later in west. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Northwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Fastnet. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, northwest, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwest Rockall. Westerly or northwesterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in southwest Rockall, decreasing 5 later. Squally showers, moderate or poor. Northeast Rockall, cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic 5 to 7, decreasing 4 at times, occasionally gale 8 in Fair Isle and at first in Faroes. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5 in far south, otherwise easterly or northeasterly 7 to severe gale 9. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 on the 9th of January. Tyree Automatic, west by south, 1, 22 miles, 998, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west, 2, 35 miles, 997, rising more slowly. Lerwick, south-southeast, 4, recent rain, 16 miles, 999, rising slowly. Lucas, calm. 16 miles, 997, rising slowly. Bridlington, northeast by east, 6, 989, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east, 6, 11 miles, 971. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by north, 9, 2 miles, 981. Jersey, northwest by west, 7, slight rain, 7 miles, 995, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest, 7, 994. Scilly Automatic, northwest, 5, 13 miles, 1001, rising slowly. Valentia, northwest by north, 3, 27 miles, 1003, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north by west, 2, 24 miles, 996, rising slowly. Malinhead, northwest by west, 3, slight showers, 15 miles, 998, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday the 9th of January. The general situation, a deep area of low pressure over Belgium, bringing wet and windy conditions to many southern and southeastern waters, will move away eastwards. Winds will be lighter elsewhere with showers, perhaps wintry in places. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southwest, 3 to 5, backing southeast, 4 to 6. Showers, wintry later, good, occasionally moderate. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Cyclonic, mainly easterly, becoming southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north. Showers, wintry later, good, occasionally poor. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. East or northeast, 4 to 6, veering east or southeast, 3 to 5 later. Showers, becoming wintry, good, occasionally poor. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in south, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, becoming wintry later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Cyclonic, becoming northerly or northwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in south, decreasing 4 at times later in north. Rain or sleet at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northwesterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Occasional rain or sleet, fair later in west, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Showers, squally at times, good, occasionally moderate. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 4 at times later in east. Showers, squally at times, moderate or good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later in Bristol Channel. Showers, perhaps squally, moderate or good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, north or northwest, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good, occasionally poor. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, north or northwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then south or southeast, 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, north or northwest, 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable, then west or southwest later. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Lough Foyle to Carniford Lough. Cyclonic, mainly northwest, 3 to 5, becoming west or southwest, 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4, then cyclonic, mainly southeasterly, 4 to 6 later. Showers, perhaps wintry at first in far north, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in far north. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast, 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in south. Showers, good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, south or southeast, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. In a couple of minutes, Farming Today is at the 2026 Oxford Farming Conference for a second day, and somewhat unexpectedly, the programme includes a burst of song from Charlotte Church. We'll join Charlotte Smith after prayer for the day with Bishop Mary Stallard.
Good morning. I'm so grateful that the space on the radio for prayer, one of the best habits my parents gave to me, was pausing at the end of each day to give thanks, to reflect, or just to be still. I've always tried to keep space for daily prayer ever since, sometimes more successfully than others. Recently, I've become more aware of the power of being prayed for, being held before God, or simply being present in others' thoughts and intentions. It's hard to explain, but I felt supported. I found reserves of courage I didn't know I had. It's not that circumstances change. Often, something shifts within me instead. And prayer, or mindful care, is shared. Across the world, people pause every day, holding others in hope, compassion, or concern, a kind of unseen relay. Sometimes we're the ones running strongly, able to help carry others. At other times, we're tired and grateful when someone else takes the weight. I love the image from an old hymn, "The Day Thou Gavest," which recalls how, as the day ends in one place, care and attention begin in another. Kindness doesn't sleep. We're upheld by something larger than our own energy. So we trust that, held in care by one another, and perhaps by God, we may find ourselves capable of more than we expected.